This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This show is brought to you by U-Mobile Biz, best for digital business.
You are listening to a very special edition of Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. On the show with me today is co-founder of Heron Solutions, Ben Zainal, and he's going to be talking to us about overcoming recurring cash flow issues and how to grow and thrive amidst uncertainty. Ben, welcome to the show. It's your first time on BFM.
Yes, it's my first time. Thank you for having me, Audrey.
So, Heron Solutions is 5 years old now and today offers a range of products and services for homes and businesses looking to build, well, a greater sense of security for themselves, right? But it all started as a business built between two friends. So, talk to us about how it all started and how Heron grew to what it is today.
We started with selling commercial and home appliances to small businesses and individuals like houses and etc. And then after that, we focused to a security system where we find like there's an opportunity here where we can focus, and then there's the demand. So we focus on that, but that was just a small scale of CCTV and intercom. We had no team. It was just us. We were the one doing the installations and all that. And then after that, after I think about 2 years, we started to go into digital marketing, social media, and then that's how we grew our clients and then also our products. So now we are focused on smart surveillance system, a one-stop security system for including alarms, time attendance, lift access.
Wow. And is this only for SMEs, small businesses, and homes, or do you also service organizations, corporates and such?
We do for all organizations, corporates, even events. Certain events when they have exhibitions and then they need temporary cameras, we will do for them. That's no problem. And then they will just inform us when do they want us to uninstall the system and then relocate it to another exhibition and all that.
So it's also on a rental basis. You don't outrightly have to purchase the solutions.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so what's been the biggest challenge running a business like yours over these last few years?
Obviously now it's adapting to the new normal due to the pandemic. So it's quite hard for me to see the clients. And then usually our way is the client inquire from us and then go to their site and then see their place and consult them. But now it's quite hard because now people are like more cautious. You want to make sure that I'm all like with my mask, wearing my gloves and everything. Mm. So yeah, that's one. And then also creating a good team. That's very hard. I think after 3 years plus only, we have like a really good team that we can rely on and then we can work together and communicate. And then maintaining employees, cash flow, of course. And also, as you know, smart surveillance CCTV is very saturated in Klang Valley. So it's like a lot of competition. So we have to compete and provide the best service and special services to clients with special requests.
Right. Now, I want to come back to cash flow, right? Why is cash flow an issue in your business segment or industry vertical?
It's an issue with us because in our industry, we don't have credit terms with our suppliers. So when we buy the product to install, we have to pay in cash. Mm. So yeah, that's one of the things. And then the other thing is that work can be delayed due to like unforeseen circumstances like weather, or the building has an electrical blackout, or my team, one of my employees got sick. So that's like another expenses and cost to us. So, you know, it's important that we have a good cash flow so that it doesn't disturb our operations. And also, like any other businesses, there are unforeseen circumstances like, you know, clients' financial situation and then technical issue for us.
Right. And how have you overcome issues with cash flow? Or is this still an issue for Heron Solutions?
Yeah, so basically we thought that we had overcome the issues before this year because we were doing all right before. But now due to the pandemic, the issue arised. And then now it's helpful for us that the government is doing this initiative to revive the economy. So it helps us a lot. Because now also like clients, they cancel and then they move places. So we had to help them as well. So that's why it's come problem with us for this, because of this pandemic.
Right. So what about financing? Is there a struggle in obtaining financing to help with the cash flow issues?
Yeah, definitely. Because before we tried to get financial support, but it's very time consuming. You know, like financial support can take up to 6 months and to a year. And then we had to get our documentations and application. And then once that 6 months has passed, and then we had, let's say if they reject, then we have to wait for another few months. So this is quite major for us, because sometimes we don't have the time to wait. And some more like minor errors that cause us to the approval to be rejected. So that's one of the main problems.
Right. And what have you had to do during this time just to make things work?
So I managed to overcome this hurdle by finding society. Just before the COVID-19 hit, I managed to obtain a financial support from Funding Society and UMOBA. And they've been very, very helpful. And then it was just approved within a week. All through the phone, I didn't even go to their buildings. And then it was so easy, through email. And then I had to chat to the app, apply the documentation. They called, and then that was it. It was just within a week. So it was very helpful. And then we managed to get the support, and then we luckily managed the money wisely throughout the MCO.
Right. And how did you find out about the collaboration with Funding Societies and UMobile?
I heard about the collaboration between Funding Societies and UMobile through the newspaper. I think it was NST. Yeah.
Okay. And how has the access made a difference in the running of your business? Has it had an impact on your growth trajectory? Because you said you've manage your money better during the MCO, but has it had an impact on the growth of your business during this time?
Yeah, it has, because we managed to outsource our HR so they can do the EPF and all that for our staff. And then we managed to increase our team. And then we managed to get like specific and certain projects, which is quite relevant to this situation of the pandemic. So the support from Funding Societies Fund has really helped us to choose our projects and then work closely to this situation right now. Yeah, so because now most of our normal projects like before is stopped, so we had to focus on different projects.
Right. So over these last few months, Ben, we've seen many SMEs and small businesses close down due to cash flow issues, you know, especially when the pandemic first started and MCO imposed limitations on how businesses operate, right? Now, do you have any advice for fellow business owners on what they can do to ride this wave? You know, lessons from your journey that you would like to share, perhaps?
First of all, it's like I think you should manage your cash very wisely, especially, you know, times like this. And then maintaining good relationship with your clients and communication. Communication is one thing that you should take important of, because, you know, you have to communicate with your clients and your staff and let them know that everything's okay. Everything is we are surviving and, you know, you guys are okay. And then our work will still continue after the MCO. And then take care of your staff. Communication is key, like I said before. And then be more organized so that your team knows, like, okay, so be organized, so we know what's next and what to do, what not to do. And then prioritize what's best for the business. And also be aware of all the SOPs before starting the business, especially right now, because it's very important, because our clients, people are like really look into it, even if they don't see anything, but they do think about like how we operate, especially right now.
Right. And just before we go, Ben, you know, what's next for Heron Solutions? How do you see the business closing out 2020, and what's next for the next few years?
Right now, I see that we definitely have to adapt to the new normal. We're still adjusting to that. And then also, we definitely have to expand the business moving towards the digital platform. You know, like rather than the clients calling us, you know, going through the traditional way, we have to do like a platform online or through an app where they can just schedule the site visit and then everything could just be digitalized. Yeah, I think that is the main concern for this year.
Yeah. Ben, yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. If our listeners are keen to find out more about Heron Solutions, where can they go?
They can go to our website at www.heronsolutionsbhd.com or they can check our Instagram, Heron Solutions BHD.
Right. I've been speaking with Ben Zainal from Heron Solutions. And for more information on the collaboration between funding societies and U Mobile, you can visit gobiz.com.my/P2P. My name is Audrey Raj, and you've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This was brought to you by U-Mobile Biz, best for digital business. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.